Well, greetings, everybody. If it's 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we're here to serve you, our listeners. If you have a question, something you'd like to talk about, maybe some particular issue in life that's troubling to you, you're struggling with, well, we cordially invite you right now to call 844-322-2742. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, friends, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, welcome to today's broadcast. My name is Bob Christopher. Andrew Farley is with us. Andrew, welcome.
Hey, great to be with you, Bob.
Well, always good to be with you. Our number is toll-free, 844-322-2742. We invite your calls right now. Come be a part of today's broadcast. You know, Andrew, today and, you know, every 20th of January, every 4 years is a historic day as far as the American story is concerned. We saw a transfer of power from the Trump administration to the Biden administration. And for many people out there, many Americans, that's a great story. That's a welcome change. For many other Americans, probably half, it's probably split 50-50. It's a horrible change, not something that they wanted to see happen. And so there's lots of fear. Well, what is this going to mean for us? What is it going to mean for our country? And we don't know. We can't predict all of those things. And so in life, we always have to have something that is constant. And so today, I wanted to read a top 10 list of things that I just jotted down earlier this morning about things that haven't changed. We've had a change as far as the White House is concerned, but there's some things in this world that haven't changed. And we start with Jesus. He is still the great I am. He's never going to change. He is the Lord of all. He is supreme over all creation. We read that in Colossians 1:16. He holds all creation together. We read that in Colossians 1:18 and Hebrews 1:3. His love for mankind hasn't changed. His love for you and me hasn't changed. And as a matter of fact, nothing in all of creation can separate us from the love of Christ Jesus. His purpose as far as coming into this world hasn't changed. He came that you might have life and have it abundantly. His work here on planet Earth continues. He is continuing to build his church. 2,000 years ago, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 men were added to the body of Christ when they believed the good news of Jesus Christ. And people have been added to the body of Christ ever since, and that work is going to continue. Now, as far as you are concerned, individually as a believer, here are some things that haven't changed for you. Your sins are still forgiven. You're still a forgiven person. Your identity as a child of God, a saint, is unchanged. Christ, Jesus, continues to dwell in your heart. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. And your hope in this world remains solid and sure. Why? Because you've been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So these are the things that anchor us, Andrew, and these are the things that we need to continually remind ourselves as believers in Christ so that our eyes can remain focused on the person that the Bible tells us to focus them on, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah, you know, we're certainly in a time of big transition, and so we have to ask, all right, what is going to be my identity in this? And sure, I'm proud to be an American. I'm an American citizen. And yet there's a deeper identity for me. And it doesn't change with who is in charge in Washington, D.C. In fact, Hebrews 13 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's our anchor. You talk about someone who is unchanging. Well, Hebrews 6 says the unchanging nature of God, that's our anchor. It's God and God in this new covenant, the unchanging God on one side and the unchanging God on the other. And so you're absolutely right, Bob. I mean, we're tempted. I get it. We can be passionate about politics. We can be passionate about Washington, D.C. and the events that unfold. We can even be, and rightly so, very passionate as we cast our vote. But at the end of the day, our identity is in Jesus Christ, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he, a person, he himself, Jesus, is our anchor for the soul. So if you're hurting today, if you're perplexed today, how could God let this happen? Why is this happening to us? Or maybe you're even on an emotional high, enthusiastic about these events. Well, the bottom line is we don't want to ride the roller coaster of the soul. We really want to remember, as children of God, we're designed to go deeper and worship him in spirit and in truth. We have an identity that is unshakable, unbreakable. We have a God who never changes. He is always good to us. And Bob, I think those are some really important words, a comfort and a stability in this time especially.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher. Andrew Farley is here. We certainly welcome your calls. Our phone lines are filling up right now, so if you'd like to be a part of today's broadcast, call right now. That number, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. We have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands this month. It is a 30-day devotional on Jesus Christ. As we were talking about, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He truly is the anchor for our souls. This devotional will help you take a deep dive into everything the Word of God has to say about Jesus, or at least some of the most important passages in the Bible, both Old Testament and New, about Jesus. And when you come through this 30-day journey of exploring and discovering just who Jesus Christ is, it will be a marvelous, marvelous benefit to you, a blessing that you can come out saying, I know the God of this universe. So it's available to you as our gift of saying thank you for giving to Basic Gospel this month. Come be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel. Join the team. You can do so by going to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. And just click the donate button, or we have a banner on the front page talking about this devotional. Click that as well and request your copy, and we'll get it to you as quickly as we can. Again, it is Jesus, a 30-day devotional. It is one in our Hear It, Believe It, Live It series. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Andrew Farley is with us. Our phone lines are starting to fill up. So, Andrew, let's go to Dallas, Texas, and talk to Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Bob. Good to visit with you, and glad Andrew's here today. Hey, I'm an administrator in a couple of Facebook groups, and this past week, talk about passion in our country today. I got into a conversation with folks that are very passionate about, actually, I was told that I was accursed because I wasn't sharing Paul's gospel, that the new covenant was actually different than what Paul was teaching. And these types of folks talk about how Peter, James, and John had the gospel than Paul. And a verse that I would love for you guys to give your take on is out of Ephesians 3:5. And that's where, Paul's talking about the mystery that in other generations was made known, not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. And so, obviously, I believe, as probably you guys do, that this mystery was also revealed to others. But I was curious to, my take is that Peter, James, and John, certainly we can point to passages where they didn't understand the gospel maybe initially, but towards the end of their life in ministry, they obviously did. And so I was just curious to get your take on what apostles and prophets in the Spirit, who you felt those were. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Well, that's a great question, isn't it, Andrew? Yeah. And it's an issue that is stirring up a lot of confusion, I think, in the body of Christ. So hopefully we can really bring some clarity to this and help us realize that we're all standing firm in the one gospel. There's only one, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, Andrew, who is Paul referring to in this verse in Ephesians chapter 3?
Yeah, well, you know, first I would say that we have to recognize even one chapter later in Ephesians 4 that he says there's one Lord and one faith and one baptism. So we don't want to have, oh, well, look, here's the faith of Peter and James and John, and oh, look over there, a different faith. There's the faith of Paul. No, Paul has told us very clearly in Ephesians 4, 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Furthermore, you see in Galatians, right there at the beginning, he says, I'm astonished that you've deserted the one who called you for a different gospel. And then he goes on to say, you know, I got my gospel checked out. I went up to Jerusalem and spent some time with the other apostles to make sure we're on the same page, and we were. And they recognized that I was going to go deliver this message to the Gentiles, and that they were going to deliver the message to the Jews. So we've got different audiences, but we don't have different messages. And I think that's really important because, yes, there are people that are twisting the scriptures and giving you the impression that there's a new covenant for the Jews and then a gospel for the Gentiles, and that those are somehow different. Well, remember that Paul marches into Corinth and preaches something, and what is it? Well, 2 Corinthians 3 says that he's telling them, you're qualified as a minister of the new covenant. So those are Greek people, those are Gentile people, and Paul is telling them they're qualified to minister the new covenant. So Israel is hundreds and hundreds of miles away, I mean, nowhere near Corinth, and Paul is telling them, you are new covenant believers, you are new covenant children of God. So clearly, this new covenant message is a unifier. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. We're all one in Christ. So, you know, you look at Ephesians 3, it says, made known to the people in other generations as it has now been revealed by the Spirit of God's, the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. Well, that would be all the apostles. I mean, I don't think there needs to be any mystery about this, whether it's Peter or James or John or Paul. I mean, this is pretty clear. Paul himself is an apostle, and he's writing Ephesians, so he's in this group. And then look who he's including. He's including the other apostles. So this message was foreshadowed in the Old Testament, prophesied about. Here it is today. It's for the Jew. It's for the Gentile. The apostles were on the same page about it. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. So, Bob, I think that's important. Otherwise, we've got this very divisive message that separates rather than unifies.
Absolutely. And Paul does give some clarification in 1 Corinthians 15 when he spells out the gospel. This is the message. He says Christ died for our sins according to scriptures, that he was buried. On the third day he was raised. And then it says that he appeared to numerous people, and he identifies three specifically. Peter, he said, the Lord appeared to Peter. And then he said, to James, the Lord appeared to James. And then he says, the Lord appeared to Paul. So here are three specific people that Paul identifies. And in appearing, he's not going to give each one a different message. There is only one message. It is Christ Jesus himself. So we know that Peter was the one who took the message to the Gentiles. He marched into Cornelius's household, a forbidden thing as far as a Jew was concerned. Well, what did he tell them? He told them about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And what happened? They were added to the body. They were added to the body of Christ. Exactly what happened when he told the story of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection on the day of Pentecost. So there is no such thing as a gospel to the Gentiles and then a gospel to the Jews. It's simply one gospel, Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection.
Yeah. So, you know, it occurs to me that in Galatians 2, there's a popular passage where people seek to teach this sort of divisiveness. It says in verse 7, "On the contrary, seeing that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to the circumcised." Well, people are taking this and saying two different messages, and I would just say, hold on, put the brakes on, hit the pause button. This isn't two different messages. This is two different people groups. There's the circumcised and the uncircumcised, but he's saying, look, God sent me to the uncircumcised, and he sent Peter to the circumcised, different people entrusted to the Jews and Gentiles, but not different gospels. And so, you know, today, more than ever, with all the divisiveness and judgmentalism and separations we see among people groups, we need to see, as children of God, that this is a great unifier, that we can rally under Jesus Christ himself, and that's how we find our unity.
Mark, hope that helps. We sure appreciate your call. That is a very, very important question, and we just encourage you to keep fighting the good fight of sharing the good news concerning Jesus Christ, and don't let any of that opposition keep you from voicing the truth about the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ. Let's go down to South Texas and talk with Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how are you doing today?
We're doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, I've just got a quick comment. I know there's other people waiting online. I just want to say quickly that I appreciate Basic Gospel, Andrew Farley, the message of Christ, the message of the cross and the resurrection. And I just want to say to Andrew Farley, I got one word to say to that summation of the new covenant you did on Friday. One word to say, wow. Have a great day. God bless you.
Thank you. Wow, that's encouraging to hear for all of us, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, indeed. And the new covenant is a wow thing, isn't it?
I mean,
it has the wow factor baked into it. And when you see it, that's the only thing you can say is, wow, can't believe that Jesus Christ did that for me, that he remembers my sins no more, that I can know the God of this universe, that I'm a part of the people of God, and that he has come to dwell inside of me, moving me to walk by faith, to be anchored in hope, and to love as God has loved me in Christ. That is just the beauty and the wonder of this new covenant. And Andrew, thank you for being such a powerful voice of clarity in proclaiming that.
Well, you know, as Paul has said in the scriptures, woe is me if I don't. I kind of think we all know what he means there. Gosh, we know too much, Bob. We are so excited about the cross and the resurrection. We're so thrilled to be in Christ. I mean, literally, think about it, everyone. This is the best piece of news you could possibly know on the entire planet. It is the best message in the world, and we have the privilege of sharing it, being a part of it, teaming up together to proclaim it. So, Bob, yeah, I mean, you know, we never get tired of proclaiming the excellencies of this gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go and take this call that came in overnight.
Hi, guys. It's Karen again. Two questions. One, do we put our armor on every day, or do you just put it on once and it's on for good? And the second question is, when Satan was in heaven with God, was he in charge of music? So thank you, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Karen, for that call. And I think that's a really good question about the armor of God.
Yeah. I mean, first, you see this armor described in Ephesians 6, Bob, and I think what it really boils down to is Jesus himself. You look at the shield of faith. Well, faith in whom? Faith in Christ, of course. You look at the breastplate of righteousness. Well, where do you get your righteousness from? From Jesus. The belt of truth, the truth about whom? Well, the truth about Jesus, of course, the helmet of salvation. Where is your salvation found? Well, it's found in Christ. So what I believe that Paul is doing in Ephesians 6 is he is showing them how Jesus applies to their thought life and spiritual warfare and the whole concept of here come these thoughts and they're attacking me. The enemy is accusing me, telling me I'm not righteous. Well, what do I need? I need the breastplate of righteousness. In other words, depend on Christ as my righteousness. The enemy's coming and hitting my head with these thoughts. You can lose your salvation. Maybe you lost it. You're no good. God's mad at you. Maybe you forfeited it or whatever. And this helmet of salvation is a picture of Jesus stepping into that situation and saying, no, I told you, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, and nobody can snatch you out of my hand. Look, even when you are faithless, I remain faithful, and nothing separates you from my love. So again and again, whether it's the breastplate of righteousness or the belt of truth or the helmet of salvation, this is Jesus applied to your situation. It is what Jesus has to say about these accusations of the enemy. So this is something that we depend on the Lord for every single day. We wake up and trust Him and ask Him to renew our minds, and we take every thought captive. So I would say Paul is really talking about how do we be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. What do we do every day about these attacks? And the short answer is we put on Christ and we look to Him as our everything.
Yes, indeed. One of the lines in Biden's speech today that caught my ear, he said, defend the truth, defeat the lies. And every day we wake up in this world, we're going to be bombarded with lies, aren't we? And we see in the truth that Paul spelled out for us in Ephesians chapter 6, ways that we can stand firm in the truth. And even when the enemy throws every dart at us, we're still standing. That's the hope that we have in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the hope that we have in Christ and in Christ alone.
Yeah, amen, amen. And I know she also had a question about Lucifer and heaven and music, right?
Yeah, that's right. So there is, a passage in Ezekiel that talks about Satan somehow being involved in some of the instruments and that sort of thing. But there's not a passage in the Word of God that really gives us the full scope of what he was involved in his heavenly position. We don't really see that. So I think we can speculate and
right. Maybe
infer, but I don't think we have a real clear answer out of the Word of God as far as her question is concerned.
Yeah, there's so little that we know about before the fall. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, they give us a sentence or two about him being an anointed cherub and about instruments like timbrels and pipes being played. But at the end of the day, we don't know exactly what role he played. I guess the takeaway is to know that he fell and that he's the accuser, and yet he can't touch us. Because of Jesus, the evil one can never touch us.
Yes, indeed. Well, gosh, this half hour has flown by today. Andrew, thanks for being a part of it. As always, we thank you, our listeners, for being a part of it as well. It's a real honor and really humbling to know that you are allowing us to be a part of your daily journey, and we appreciate that so much, and we thank you that you're a part of ours as well. Basic Gospel is listener supported. We have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands as our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. It is our 30-day devotional on Jesus. Jesus, a 30-day devotional. It's part of our Hear It, Believe It, Live It series. In all of my years of ministry, whenever I've done a study on the person of Jesus Christ, that's when I've seen the most growth in people's lives as far as their relationship with Christ is concerned. So go to Basic Gospel, click on the donate button, that's basicgospel.net, and request your copy of Jesus, a 30-day devotional. We'll get it to you as quickly as we possibly can. Well, now for Andrew and for the entire Basic Gospel team, I'm Bob Christopher saying so long from Louisville, Texas. We'll see you tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.